from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. This is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks in Sioux Falls. Today from SDPB, a group wanting rules established around a new state law is going to have to wait. Heat hitting the Black Hills means there's an increased risk for wildfire and even more. It's Friday, July 10th. Here are today's stories. A group seeking new rules around South Dakota state version of the SAVE Act will have to wait until the legislature reconvenes next year. At the end of June, the League of Women Voters petitioned a state board to create rules around a new law. Senate Bill 175 requires individuals registering to vote for the first time provide proof of citizenship. That includes things like a birth certificate, passport, or driver's license. It mirrors efforts at the federal level called the SAVE Act. Critics say the bill also targeted South Dakotans who travel full-time. Such residents would receive a federal-only ballot if they did not have a permanent residence in the state. The League of Women Voters asked the State Board of Elections to create rules around the new law to add consistency and resolve ongoing legal violations. Some proposed rules include allowing photocopies of documents like tribal and state-issued IDs, and allowing voters with federal-only ballots to cast provisional ballots. Provisional ballots allow voters to cast a vote if their eligibility is uncertain on election day. They're later reviewed to see if the ballot should be counted in a race. The Board of Elections on Wednesday said the league's petition should be thrown out. Scott McGregor made the motion to dismiss, saying the board doesn't have jurisdiction under state law to hear the motion. He says the League of Women Voters doesn't have standing to bring a petition to the board.
I was shocked when I looked at this, but the definition of a person under the Administrative Procedures Act includes only state agencies and political subdivisions of the state of South Dakota. That may be an oversight, but that's all that's in there.
McGregor says the League of Women Voters doesn't have authority to bring a petition. Secretary of State Monet Johnson said that she understands the reason for the petition, but that the drafters made it very clear there's a difference between a photocopy and an original ID being presented.
The League of Women Voters and other concerned organizations could look at amending the current law in the 2027 legislative session if that is their wish.
The motion to dismiss passed 5-2. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks. The Black Hills have greened up, but a deficit remains. State fire officials say with a heat wave incoming, a single errant spark could lead to a disaster. SDPB CJ Keene reports.
Though the severity of drought has lightened in some areas, nothing has been cured. The westernmost corner of the Black Hills and down into Southern Pine Ridge are still facing extreme drought, with a small pocket of similar rates in the Yankton area. The rest of the state, with few exceptions, is ranging from abnormally dry to severe drought. That includes Sioux Falls and Rapid City. State fire meteorologist Darren Claybo dove into the data for the most impacted areas.
For the past 30 days, we've gotten 1.5 to 3 inches of rain kind of broadly over that area, which is still only 50%, maybe up to 80% of average.
Simply put, don't let the rain you've seen the last few days in the Black Hills fool you.
There's no two ways about it. We're in a deficit. It's kind of a long-term drought at this time. The soils are still really, really dry. And so the moisture that's hitting the soils is being sucked up by the living plant material basically as fast as it falls.
Several hundred-plus degree days are about to hit West River in a row. Claybo says with that in mind, dead and downed plant material could be a tinderbox waiting to spark.
We're looking at a metric called energy release components. Basically, if you burn a fuel, how much energy can come off of that? The higher the number is, in essence, the drier it is. And we're going to be setting record high ERC values by the end of this coming week. And so we're definitely kind of ramping up with overall wildfire potential, and hopefully that potential doesn't get realized.
In the meantime, Claybo says central South Dakota has been much better off for healthy moisture rates, though the severity of those storms may make that feel like less of a victory for those living in the area. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
Christine Erickson is certified as winner of the mayoral runoff election recount in Sioux Falls. While initially beating candidate Jamie Smith by 2 votes on election night, she slightly improved her lead to 4 votes in the final tally of the recount. In a statement, Erickson thanks everyone who stood by her throughout the entire campaign and noted she's ready to get to work as mayor. While the recount is over, legal challenges from the Smith camp are still possible. Smith's designated attorney objected to some of the recount board board's decisions during the recount process. In a statement posted to social media, Smith said he's taking time to analyze the results and evaluating whether or not to continue with the recount and review process. Barring any legal action, Erickson will be sworn in on July 17th and be the first woman in Sioux Falls history to be mayor. The response continues following the Pennington County cybersecurity breach this week. County officials provide an update Thursday, though details remain sparse. Ultimately, they write that the goal is still to protect people's personal information. Though offices are open, services remain limited. Namely, the treasurer's office still cannot process vehicle registrations or accept payments. The same is true for lien payments at the auditor's office, though early voting is still open. The register of deeds is open and vital records like birth, death, and marriage certificates can be accessed. However, real estate recordings can't be processed. Trending in the right direction is planning and zoning, which can once again process building permits. The county still describes the breach as an incident and not an attack in official updates. An extreme heat watch has been issued for western South Dakota Plains and far northeastern Wyoming. This will be valid until next week. This weekend, highs will quickly jump past 100 degrees for many areas, with some potentially seeing upwards of 105-degree heat indices. Be sure to drink plenty of water and take breaks during outdoor activities. State officials say a peer woman is admitting to defrauding the South Dakota Medicaid program of over $500,000. 49-year-old Sharon Monson pleaded guilty to one count of felony grand theft. Attorney General Marty Jackley says Monson stole the money while she was the owner of At Home Nursing in Pierre. She took more than $588,000 in federal and state funds from 2018 through 2024. Monson faces up to 15 years in prison when she's sentenced next month. As part of her plea deal, she has agreed to pay $500,000 in restitution to the State Department of Social Services. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News, and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.